Yesterday, the federal on-scene coordinator of the Kulik grounding incident testified to investigators that before the rig departed, he was confident that Shell was doing a good job. Coast Guard Captain Paul Mailer said he wished he would have taken a closer look at the tug that was to tow the rig. APRN Steve Heimel reports.
Tows are routine, Captain Mailer said, and there is no requirement for any Coast Guard inspection. By the time Shell sought to leave Dutch Harbor, with its new heavy tug, the Ivik, pulling the bulky rig, Mailer, as commander of the waters of Western Alaska, had dealt with the company enough that he was confident they were responsible.
I was convinced of Shell's commitment to doing this safely.
What Mailer did not know was that the Ivik had already had an electrical failure, but he had been briefed on the plan for towing the rig, and Shell had responded to his concerns about the safety of having the full crew aboard and had reduced that crew to a minimum. And he had sent an inspector to Dutch Harbor, but one thing he did not do was order an inspection of the Ivik. He told the investigating panel he now wishes he had.
You know, it would be great to have this crystal ball, but I did inspections on the Kulik. But we did not do inspections on the Ivik. So if I could go back and do it over, if I had known where we were going, I would have ordered an inspection on the Ivik also.
The story from there is well known. The towing connection broke for unknown reasons in the big swells of the Gulf of Alaska, and the Ivik's four engines failed. Mailer said the Coast Guard stood up a team as soon as it was reported. Other vessels arrived. Tow lines were reestablished but repeatedly parted, and the rig was drifting toward Kodiak Island. The tensest moment came during the long night of December 28th and 29th, when rescue helicopters found the rig was tossing around too much and returned to Kodiak without rescuing the crew.
That was one of the scariest points of this response for me.
When daylight came, the helicopters returned and were able to remove the 18 crew members. Mailer described to the panel why four people were dropped back onto the drilling rig after that. It was to try to get a better tow line attachment. Multiple tugs had tried, but Mailer said nobody knew which line was the best one to try to retrieve.
We have multiple lines hanging off the Kulik. Some are in various condition, and we do not have a good understanding of which line would be secure to get hold of.
So four salvage experts were dropped onto the tossing disc-shaped rig, but they were unable to do much and were quickly lifted off. With one remaining tug, the Alert, straining its engines and unable to stop the drift, Mailer said the time came for him to use his authority to take charge of the unified command.
That I went to the front of the room and I got everyone's attention. I said, listen up. And I went through the scenario. This is where it's at right now. These are the weather conditions. We are getting to the point now of concern for the safety of the crew of Alert.
The noisy room went dead silent. Mailer said everybody felt they'd failed, but that's not the way he looks at it. They had to cut the line. Mailer used the word heroic to describe the performance of the four salvage workers and called the helicopter pilots the best the Coast Guard has. Responding to a question from one of the lawyers at the hearing, the commander said those success stories needed to be told.
When we left this, after everything was said and done and we stood down the unified command, I can honestly say we did everything we could, and I was pretty darn proud of the response that went forward.
Mailer's testimony is now finished, and the panel of Coast Guard investigators, along with other agencies, are nearing the end of their fact gathering. And that will be followed by a report to 17th District Commander Admiral Thomas Ostebo. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.